This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. Listen to this report on the beatification of Father Solanus Casey in the U.S. city of Detroit. This weekend saw the beatification of the Capuchin priest Father Solanus Casey, who's only the second U.S.-born man to be proclaimed a blessed. The beatification mass was taking place in Detroit on November the 18th. Father Solanus was born in Wisconsin and joined the Capuchin Franciscans in Detroit in 1898 and quickly became known for his closeness and sympathy towards all those who were sick or poor or needy. It was not long before reports of miraculous favours attributed to his prayers began to spread throughout the region. To find out more about the personality of Father Solanus and the importance of this beatification, I spoke earlier to the Archbishop of Detroit, Alan Vigneron.
Our community is so grateful to the Holy Father for having confirmed our own sense of the holiness of Father Solanus. He's a most beloved figure here in our community. Many people have memories of his goodness, the marvels that occurred as a result of his prayer, and we're filled with gratitude and joy about this. It's a great occasion, not only for the Catholics, but for the whole community here in our part of the world.
Can you describe for us more about his personality, bring him to life for us in a way, and tell me what was so especially praiseworthy about his life and his good deeds?
Father was a very humble man, greatly devoted to his vocation as a Capuchin. He came to the seminary quite late in life, didn't have a very good secondary education, and so barely got through his studies, and the superiors said that he really hadn't mastered theology sufficiently to hear confessions or preach doctrinal sermons. And so his whole life was spent as the porter at the communities where he was assigned, and he connected to people very powerfully because he brought a spirit of Christian love. Actually, I see Father Solanus's beatification as a confirmation of the Year of Mercy that we celebrated last year. He connected to people very powerfully, and he brought them to a serene confidence in God's providence and care.
And how far did his fame spread? Because it quickly did, didn't it? Far beyond Detroit.
Yes, I think especially because of the love the Capuchin fathers have for him, they were able to make him known in many other parts of the world. For example, the woman who received the miracle is a parishioner at one of the Capuchin parishes in Panama.
I was just about to ask you about the miracle. Can you fill us in a little bit about the details about this miracle?
The woman who received this grace was here on a pilgrimage with other people from the friar's parish. And the friars love her. They say she's a wonderful parishioner, cares for all the people in the parish. And so she had a list of people for whom she was praying to Father at his tomb. And she felt an interior inspiration that said to her, "And what for yourself?" And so she's had this very troublesome skin disease, which is typically incurable. And so she asked that through Father's intercession, she be relieved of that. And the cure was instantaneous. The scales began to fall away immediately. And she walked into the friar's refectory, and they saw this happening.
Finally, what for you is the real significance of his beatification, and what message is it sending to the faithful?
Two messages. One, that God uses each of us in our own little way to be evangelists of his love and mercy, and that holiness is possible for all of us. It's everyone's vocation. That's what I'd like people to think about as we celebrate the beatification, to imitate Father.
I was speaking there to the Archbishop of Detroit, Alan Vigneron.